Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy. Thanks for tuning in today as we talk about Theater Veritas's upcoming performance of Sophocles' Antigone, which will be showing November 9th through the 11th. Today, I have the opportunity to speak with director and Theater Veritas teacher, Mrs. Chelsea St. John Wade, as well as some of the play's cast and crew members. Mrs. Wade, can you please share with us some of the background and history on Antigone?
Antigone is a play by the ancient Greek tragedian Sophocles, and it was first performed around 441 BCE. It is a sequel to Sophocles' two other plays about Oedipus and his family, but it was actually written first. The play is about Antigone's disobedience to her uncle Creon's rule, when she insists on burying her brother Polynices after he has banned it.
And what made you choose this play as the fall production?
So I chose Antigone because here at Veritas, students are already familiar with Greek mythology as it is taught here in our existing curriculum. And in the freshman class, literature class, they actually read Antigone. So it lines up great with what the students are already familiar with. And it's awesome to get a chance to put it on its feet, because it's one thing to read ancient Greek mythology, but it's another thing to actually get to perform it. So it's really cool.
How is the cast and crew doing with executing this classical tragedy?
Tragedies are really hard to perform, whether it's a modern play or it's Shakespeare or it's a Greek mythology. Tragedies can be really hard to embrace and peel back because you have to find ways as an actor or actress, as a thespian, you have to find ways to relate and identify with your characters. And there are some really big themes and topics here that most adults have never experienced, let alone our teenagers. So my students have done a fantastic job putting on the mask of these roles and finding ways to just dive in and portray their characters' lives and stories the best that they can without having any experience in these situations themselves. They have done an awesome job. It's going to be a great show.
So, Callie, you play the role of Antigone. So, tell us about this character and how you have been preparing for the role.
Yeah, so Antigone, she is a very strong and very well-spoken character in this show. Sophocles is an ancient Greek writer, and he wrote this play in a very abnormal way to what was expected during the time. He wrote it in a way where women were the protagonists and the men were the antagonists, and that was something that was very unheard of. So Antigone in this show, she speaks up for what she believes in. She's passionate. She's willing to go against authority for what is right. And so she's also a very sorrowful and very deep character. Mm-hmm. And so that was somewhat difficult to prepare for. It took a lot of reading and analyzing her character. I read multiple different translations of the play and of her scenes. Mm-hmm. I even went and did a little bit of Latin work because there's some original text in the Latin. So I went and did a little bit of translation there just to see if there was anything different from the English. And in doing that, I feel like I was able to connect with her on a more deep and emotional level. And something in acting, you can't just, you know, expect that because you're playing a character, these feelings are going to come naturally. I had to, you know, prepare for a long time of how I was going to tune into that sorrow, to tune into that tragedy, mm-hmm. And to tune into the passion and the fire that she has. So that took some preparation and some going back and revisiting feelings that I've had in the past. But she's unlike any character that I've played before. And I really do enjoy her. She's an incredible character to play.
That's great. Georgia, so how has the preparation gone with your role as Creon?
Well, Creon is the antagonist of the show, but I think his role is interesting because he's not so much the villain as he is the antagonist. And I think one thing that's really difficult about Creon is he has this mirage of emotions throughout the show. He starts out happy and then goes, you know, angry, sad, desolated, whatever, and it's kind of all over the place. But I think another hard thing to do was to get out of my head that Creon is the villain. I had to stop thinking to myself, hey, like, this is wrong, he's making the wrong choice, because Creon doesn't think that. So getting into the head of a character who you disagree with, I would say, is difficult.
How's the memorization gone? Has that been challenging?
The memorization has been very challenging. I think maybe the only thing that I've ever memorized more than this is my declamation last year, which was way too long. But yeah, it's crazy to have all these lines that he's kind of saying the same thing over and over and over. He's just repeating it in different ways because he's a very stubborn character. And so it's hard to remember where to place certain lines and where they're not supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, Sophie, can you share what you're enjoying most about being the stage manager for this production? This is your first production as a stage manager?
Yes, it's my first production and crew ever, actually. So this is definitely uncharted territory for me. But I've really been enjoying all of it, mostly, like, the creative aspect of it, I think, specifically when it comes to, like, the costumes and the props, because we have these, like, ancient Greek masks that we've made, and the togas, you know, it's all just, like, you gotta move things around, you gotta figure it out, and I think it's really been fun, and it's definitely been challenging, but, like, in a good way. So that's definitely been something I've really enjoyed. And also just getting to see all the hard work that everybody else is putting in and how we've all come together to create something that's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all so much fun.
That's great. And it's crunch time right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're having our dress rehearsal today, actually, until 10:30 p.m. Okay. So we're actually, like, as soon as we're done with this, we're going to go and get started. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
So what should the community look forward to most surrounding this production?
I think the intimacy of the show. Our venue's small, and there's very little world building as far as sets or elaborate costumes go. It's very, it's a very emotional show, and it's very intimate. So I feel like you're connecting so much more with the actors and with the characters than you would in a huge production setting. So it's very small, it's very intimate, and I think that is something that it can be valued, definitely, in the acting community.
I also think it's just a very talented cast, and it's a very beautiful story, so I'm excited for people to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say have fun with the fact that it's so old, which is something very unique. We've never done a play this old before because it's hundreds, if not 1,000 years old. Do research before you show up. Just a quick synopsis. I think we have one on our website, but I'm not sure. To keep the character straight and stuff. But just enjoy connecting with something that's so old and is so different, but so enjoyable.
Definitely.
That's great. Thanks, girls. Well, thanks for sharing with us today. And Veritas, you can purchase your Antigone tickets at veritasnc.org/theater-veritas. We hope you can attend and support the hard work of our students in this classic performance.